The title of my meditation tonight is Quiet Christians. Why are we as Christians quiet about what we believe? Not in here, but out there, in the public forum, with our coworkers, with our schoolmates, with our bosses. Do we give God praise? Do we glorify Him out there? If one of us in here was really, really good at something, excelled, to the point of where the rest of the country would find out, local news or national news would come and interview you, and you'd be on a pedestal on the stage, you have the microphone, all eyes are on you, what would you say? God is good? Would you really say that? I want you to play a video of someone, and I want them to play it. It's from a game, championship game, college football game. At the very end, the quarterback had a few words, and ESPN was interviewing him. I just want to show it real quickly. Thank you. How about us? Would we praise God or give God glory if we would have the microphone? If we had 15 minutes of fame? If we had the stage? What I've discovered is that we don't. We're quiet Christians. And a lot of us, too quiet. A couple of years back, I was in a conversation with some people, and there was a manager who's not a believer, an atheist. He was asking another coworker who was Catholic some questions and asked them about God and about Jesus and about the Virgin Mary. And I'll never forget the response from this coworker who didn't want to be confrontational, didn't want to create problems, didn't want to offend, and he said this, "I am not the spokesperson for the Catholics. I am not the spokesperson for the Catholics." Spokesperson is someone who speaks on the behalf of a group or another. Do we have to be the spokesperson of Christianity? Do we have to be the spokesperson of Christ out there in the public? We're called to be ambassadors. But I'm asking myself, why so many of us, though, are quiet? Quiet Christians. In the public? Why are some of us afraid to glorify God? Is it because of a lack of knowledge? I've discovered that a lot of youth, they know a lot about football players and about their history, the player's history, their family background. But when it comes to the Word of God and when it comes to what they believe, they know so little. In 1 Peter 3:15, 1 Peter 3:15. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone out there as well who asks you for the reason for the hope that you have. Is it because we're quiet? Because we don't have the passion. Excited about this stuff. A couple of weeks ago, when the Falcons got to the championship, whole bunch of youth got together to watch the game. And I remember the excitement that was in that room, the passion that was in that room. Towards the end, when the Falcons scored, that room exploded with joy. Some of the quietest people, guys I've ever met in our church, were just screaming and yelling, full of passion. I have a question. Would we have been as excited, passionate, if it would have been a Botez? If someone had gone saved? A couple years ago, I remember a young man who was getting baptized in our church. And the extended family who lived in Atlanta, members from his extended family that lived in Atlanta, didn't come to the Botez because of inconvenience, because of scheduling conflicts. I'll never forget when those same members got tickets to a football game. They made sure to clear their schedule, that availability for a three-hour game, 2 hours of traffic. Interesting. And most of the stuff I say to myself, I look and I analyze, and I keep it to myself. Do you know what's the most exciting, the happiest time in heaven? Where it's filled with joy in heaven? In Luke, two times mentioned, Luke 15. Look at Luke 15, 7. We're just going to look at one of them. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents. One sinner repents, there's joy in heaven. I imagine the angels are rejoicing, excited. You might say throwing a party in heaven when one sinner repents. We pray every single Friday night, the Lord's Prayer. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We know what brings joy and excitement and passion in heaven. Don't you think we should also be passionate and excited here on earth for the same things? Is that the reason why we're so quiet? Are we quiet because we're embarrassed? And I realize we live in a society where we don't want to be confrontational, controversial. You have to be very careful what you say in the water cooler to your coworkers, not to offend anyone. But I want to give you two verses why we can't be quiet Christians. Psalms 34, 1. I will extol. The word extol here means praise. I will praise the Lord. Look what it says. At all times. Not only in here, but out there. His praise will always be on my lips. Psalms 63, 3 through 4. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and your name I will lift up my hands. Put up verse 3 one more time. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. In 2013, I want you to remember this verse. In 2013, I'll never forget, an assistant coach for the Seattle Seahawks, Rocky Seto. He came on ESPN and a whole bunch of newscasts. They asked him some questions about the team. And I just want to put up some of the quotes in the public forum, what this coach put on there. He's an assistant coach. Can we put that first quote? Can you move it to the center there? Nope. Could we emphasize that Jesus is better than anything this world has to offer, and that he's the greatest treasure in the entire universe? Jesus is better than the Super Bowl. This is an assistant coach. These are bold statements to make on ESPN and outside on public media. Look at the next quote. What's cool is that God has opened up a platform, the stage, the microphone, if you want to call it that, through winning, to talk about Jesus Christ, the greatest treasure of all. Why do we want to win? I know the brothers, the Christians on the team, they want to win to glorify God and to tell more people about Jesus Christ. Look at the last quote. Jesus is the greatest treasure in the universe. It's not like you give up your life and get something worse. We had nothing, He, Jesus, gave us everything. Jesus is better than anything, even better than a Super Bowl or an NFL career. Remember Psalms 63:3? Because your love is better than life, better than a Super Bowl, better than an NFL career, my lips will glorify you. I want to conclude with this. I am no longer interested in being a quiet Christian. I'm tired of being apologetic. In our society, we can be passionate about football and sports, and our coworkers and our managers allow it. But when it comes to talking about Jesus, we have to be quiet, muted, reserved. I'll never forget a couple years ago when some Christian millennials told me we were going out to eat. They said, Ariel, one of the rules in our society for dinner etiquette is no religion and no politics when you eat at dinner. Sorry, I can't do this. I cannot be quiet about the thing that saved me. I cannot be quiet about the one who freed me. I cannot be quiet about the one who changed me from what I was and who he wants me to become. Everybody gets to cheer as loud as they want for things that don't matter. We have people saying, if your team wins, I don't care if it's the Falcons, UGA, or Michigan, they'll sit there and say, we won. If their team loses, we lost. Let me tell you something. You're not on the roster for those teams. You're not on the payroll. You don't work for them. They don't know you, and they don't care about you. But they get all the applause and all the allegiance. I have decided I am no longer going to shout louder for a team that doesn't know me than for a God that has saved me. Our God has been way too good for us and too good to us that we just can't give him a casual amen or a hallelujah. He deserves a lot more. Out there, we should praise him, glorify him, and have the guts to do it. For those of us who need to be reminded why we need to praise him. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Even though we deserve death, even though we deserve having to pay up, Jesus said, I'll make the payment. I'll die on the cross. I'll forgive your sins. We should be people praising him because we're freed. We should be people praising him because our sins have been forgiven, our past and future. Who deserves our praise, our allegiance, our applause? I can only think of one, and his name is Jesus Christ. Amen.